Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite reality TV shows. Our views do not reflect the contestants outside of the show.
Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds. My name is Jeez, a.k.a. Watch Me Need Them. Hear my voice, yes.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neves, aka Watch With Neves, and I am not here with my co-host Jazz because Jazz is running a little bit late, but I do have the wonderfully talented Anissa from Anissa Talks. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me. I'm coming to you live from my basement.
But it looks like a very bougie basement, so at least it's nice.
It's just my corner, my little setup. But yeah.
I have the same thing. This is little my little corner set up in my basement, too. This is my little work area. It's like, you know, that's how we do. You can see it's like the classic New Jersey wood panel basement, like Wayne's World.
Very much, yeah.
Do you even know what Wayne's World is?
Or
you
no, just I just it? Nodded.
Oh, my God. You don't know Wayne's World. Oh,
okay,
my God.
I know it came from SNL because I love SNL.
Yeah.
So I know it came from SNL.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what I know.
Okay, fair. Welcome to this week's episode of The Bachelor. We are on week 3 and I am really liking this season. It's been pretty good so far. Anissa, what are your thoughts?
I am so happy, and I was doing more research, and I think they got like a whole new set of producers and some new editors, and that's kind of why we see differences in the editing. Like they start with like the hook and then they start the episode. Like I love the way they're starting that and the editing and even the music they're getting. But I thought the casting was so good and a lot more diverse and people are interesting and good for TV. And it's just such a fresh and fun season after so long. And it is exactly what I needed.
I agree. This is the season with like the most diverse cast, I think. I mean, there's like I've never seen this many Asian women on one episode. We got Medina, who is our Bengali queen. Like, shout out to her. I really, really like this season. And I do like the hook thing. And I feel like it's funny because TikTok does that too. They'll give you a little bit of a clip of the beginning. Then they'll show you the beginning of the clip and tell you how you got there. And I'm like, are we the algorithm now? Is this like the algorithm for TV? Is that how they get us?
Yeah, they're really playing into that. And I think it's working. Same thing with how they started the first episode with the last week and what that may look like. It's a crazy cliffhanger.
I like it. And they did that with Clayton, too, which I believe like he was with three girls at the corner. You're like, how? What happens? How do we get here? And now we're kind of in the same thing with Joey.
Yeah, but Clayton sucked. I like Joey.
He did suck. Clayton was terrible. His decisions were terrible. And like, you know what, this guy actually looks different. Like I think for like the last 3 we had every single bachelor just looks like Jesse Palmer. Like they're just like,
I was literally gonna say that,
right? This guy actually looks different. And I also love the fact that he's not super tall. He says he's only 5'11", which I believe is a little exaggerating, which I'm fine with. I like that. I like that he's a little shorter.
He's a little cutie and he has nice eyes and curls. You know, he's a bit different.
I know. There are some scenes, I think, like when they were playing tennis and the light shines in his eyes. And even I was like, oh, damn. I was like, what? His eyes are gorgeous. I had to admit, I was like, what? Where did that come from?
Yeah, I just like how he deals with these crazy situations, especially last week with Lauren leaving and how he was just like, okay, do you want to eat this cake? I think he's very unbothered. Go with the flow, chill, and has the right answers. But another thing that I'm worried about is how easily these women are impressed by him, because yes, he's very sweet. He's a great gentleman, but he's also doing the bare minimum of being an understanding, empathetic person. And I think this season is showing more than ever that just men these days are not like that, which is even more sad. But, you know, happy for them that they're seeing what they could have and what they deserve is just, you know, a guy that listens to you and responds and shows up. So
that's true. That's true. I didn't think of him that way when I first saw him. I was like, listen, he's a tennis instructor who they have a stereotype of.
He taught in Hawaii. Okay. He's different.
I think that's even worse because like tennis instructors have a stereotype that they're always like having an affair with a married woman. Like there is a rich married woman and she's getting tennis lessons and she's sleeping with her instructor. That's like a common trope in TV shows, a common stereotype. So like, that's what I think of when I think of like a tennis instructor in Hawaii. Like that's what I see.
I just want to know what you're watching that this is like an automatic thought.
This is like some Desperate Housewife shit, bro. I've seen it. Oh, man. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I've seen it on television. I don't know any tennis instructors that go around sleeping with married women.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what did you think about this week's episode?
I really like this week's episode. There was some drama. Sydney is a basket case, in my opinion. I feel sorry for her. And like, I love how Medina's unbothered. So like, I want to get through this. I want to talk about through this one by one. But let's start off with the beginning. So 18 women are left. And we start off with the Golden Bachelors. The women from the Golden Bachelor show up. What did you think about that little surprise appearance?
I love them. I think they're super cute and interesting. Yeah. I just think, like, why do they ask such provocative questions? I think it plays into such, like, a cougar stereotype that they don't need to play into. Like, that's fine. But it just seemed strange, especially because, okay, so there's a pageant. There's different rounds. There's a question and answer round. There's, like, a pajama round. And for the question and answer, it was really weird because one of the questions was, like, very sexual. And then it was like, oh, what do you like most about Joey? And then, like, a girl was like, oh, his heart and he has great eyes. And then the next question was, like, really sexual. And I'm like, oh, this sucks for the girls because they don't have control.
That is true. But, like, I definitely know the producers are like, here, these are the questions you got to ask, and these are the people you're going to ask them to. Like, I feel like that's super set up. And like, you know it's set up because of what happened to Little Miss. I was a pageant in Miss Massachusetts and blah, blah, blah. Like, she got, yo, they edited her so bad.
I thought it was genius and it deserves an Emmy. That edit was incredible. I don't like Sydney. I am Team Maria all the way. And I love that they hyped up her talent so much.
Yeah. First of all, Maria is talented. Like, she was doing like gymnastics and
they barely showed it.
Yeah, she did like a flip with no hands. Like, that's insane. Like a no-handed cartwheel or something. It was like wild. I was like, that is talent. And then Sydney's talent was yelling out letters. Like, I don't understand how that's a talent.
I just think it was funny because she goes, you are the one for me, and she's saying Y-O-U, and they cut to Joey and he's just like he's not even like trying to support her. He's just like, I'm gonna sit through this.
I love how they cut the music. Every girl got music, background music, and when she came up it was like no music, dead silence, and like no audience interaction. And like, I definitely think like some of those were like edited. They were like probably not happening at her. They were not being that mean to her, but
she did this to herself after she performed. She sat behind another girl and she goes, oh, no one should even go at this point. Like, I think we're done with the competition or something. Damn. Like that. And I was just like,
yikes,
are you like the least self-aware person I've met in my life? Like, this
she must
crazy
be. That she thought she ate.
She really that did was not crazy.
Oh my God, that was so insane. I was really, really shocked. I was really shocked. But Lexi won, and honestly, Lexi was just hot. Like, that was it. He saw her and he was like, she's hot. We made out. I'm giving her the rose. I'm giving her the win. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
Her talent was kissing. Like,
And everyone else was like pretty annoyed about that, which I get. Like, I feel like other people put their heart out and were more like emotional, but she was just like, she's a cutie and like, she's in the top three for sure. She was first person to leave the limo like night one. That means she's in the top three. Like, that's how the algorithm works. Don't even get me started on my bracket for the season. I'm killing it.
That's the other thing. You can do brackets again because they actually end every episode with the rose ceremony. They haven't done that in years.
Yeah, I'm killing it. I got one person wrong this week. That's it. Really? Out of all of them. I'm killing it.
I didn't do the brackets because like they would never do like the rose ceremony after every episode. So I was like, all right, this is too stupid. This is too much. But now I wish I did it because it's super cool. Who's in your bracket? Who's in your top?
My top? Oh my God. It's so funny. I have it right here.
Shut up. You're such a dork.
I was like fully watching this episode last night with my brother next to me. And I was just like screaming like, yeah, yeah. Like during the rose ceremony, like I was watching football and my brother was like really confused.
It's like Final Fantasy.
It is my life. It has been my life. My top five in no particular order. Daisy, Kelsey, Lexi, Maria, and Rachel.
I agree with everyone up to Maria. I think Maria's gonna get far, but she's not gonna get to the end. I think she's gonna win the 2-on-1, and then she's gonna go home right after that. is what I think.
Oh man, I hope not. I really like her.
I like her too, but like I dated someone who looks like her, which is kind of like throwing me off a little bit.
What do you mean she dated someone that looks like her?
No, I dated someone that looks like her. So like every time I see her, it throws me off a little bit. It's like the memories come back.
It's like PTSD. Like, no, she can't be in my top five.
I know. But I really do like her in this situation. And we'll get into that. But I think that's really, really good. But I hate the thing that Lexi won. He goes like, you know what? The reason you really won and all the women agreed is because you stepped out of your comfort zone. Like the women just met you that day. Like, how the fuck did they know what your comfort zone
is? She was just lazy with the talent and the women were just like wanting to see something that was a little provocative. So yeah. That's just what happened. But I do like her. Like, she has that charm that, you know, she doesn't get a lot of screen time, but you know she's gonna be in the top three type of charm.
Dark horse.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it is. Then there was a one-on-one, right?
Yes, there was a one-on-one. But before that, I think they get into the bullying thing, which I think they, because Medina was in that group date. So after the group date, they went back later on in the night. And then he told Lexi, this is why I picked you. And then he gives the rose to Kelsey. But he did end up talking to Medina. And Medina was like, listen, I don't really want to talk about this. Can we talk about something? And he's like, no, no, I really want you to talk about this. And I really
I like the way she handled it because that was very different from what people have done in the past. And she's genuinely been like, I'm here for you. I don't want to take this time. And I'm not going to name names because I'm not about the drama. Like, that is how you should handle it.
Yeah, that was good. I only have one note for her. I don't regret it because I think it was really important for the episode because it made the episode fun. But when she did use the term bullying, I was like, come on, let's be real. You weren't bullied.
I do also feel like Sydney probably exaggerated it so much to her.
Yeah.
Because if your friend is Sydney, like, you're not hearing the truth. Like, you're hearing her version of the truth.
Oh, you're right. She heard it from Sydney. She didn't hear it herself.
Yeah. So Sydney, like exactly like what we see later from Sydney, like something happens and she like manipulates it into this whole other thing and then plays the victim, right? So she probably heard something from Maria, which she did. And then she went to Medina and she was like, you're the victim. Yeah. Like, so.
Here's the vibe that I get from Sydney. I get white savior vibes from Sydney. She's like, I'm going to defend my little colored friend here, and I'm going to make sure that I let everyone know that you're a mean girl, and I'm going to have her back. That
no, was even what was weird too is after Lexi won, all the girls were sitting and talking about how they didn't think like she should have won because, you know, she just kissed and whatever. And then Sydney was like, oh yeah, I think that too, but you know, Lexi's my girl. So, and then one of the other girls was like, yeah, she's your girl, but still, like that's not like saying someone's your girl is not a justification. So I think she feels this sense of like, you know, like protecting everyone and being like a spokesperson, and she just really wants to be in the center of the attention. I think she just really wants to be in the edit. I think she doesn't want to be cut out.
But here's the thing. Do you think she wants to be in the edit no matter what? Or does she actually think she is the hero of this like little segment that's happening? Like, I think in her mind, she thinks she's a hero.
I think she wants to be in the edit because everyone who goes on The Bachelor goes through like some type of like testing and stuff. And I'm sorry, like, she's being like very calculated about it. And I haven't seen one substantial conversation between her and Joey to make it go this far. So I think she's just really giving the producers good TV.
I don't know. I think she's delusional. And I think she thinks she's the hero, and she is defending all of the people that can't defend themselves. That's the vibe I get.
I just think it's so funny how Joey dealt with that comment from Medina, like coming back to the group.
Yeah, I've heard the word bully, and I cannot have that.
And he was kind of just like, I don't know what's happening. You guys should figure it out. And then walks away without hugging or saying bye to anyone.
Oh, he didn't hug anybody? Yeah. That's so funny.
And he just walked away. And then, like, Maria was like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah. Like, oh my God, that was funny. I thought that was pretty funny. And the other thing I thought was really funny was she was like, I'm going to remove myself. So she like leaves. Then she comes back and she goes, I am done with this night and I'm going to go. And whoever wants to come with me can come with me. Nobody she was left.
Like, she was like, I'm done being attacked. And Maria was literally just like, why do you think I did this when I did it? And she was like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be attacked. And it was just like it was honestly embarrassing to watch. Cause it was just like, I felt Maria's frustration just like watching like this whole thing happen. And this girl just, you know, crying wolf in front of people, which is just crazy. Like, everyone can see you're not being attacked. And she's in front of all these women being like, oh my God, Maria, stop it. It's just like,
Sydney is the most dangerous woman in the world.
She has crazy eyes.
She has the power of white woman tears, and I know she could turn them on whenever she wants. Like, if I got into an argument with her, like, and people are looking, they're like, everyone's gonna think that I'm attacking her, even though like I could be saying the most like rational thing, but she would turn on the waterworks. I am so scared of her.
Yeah, I'm excited for the 2-on-1. She's good TV. TV. There's nothing else good about her.
You know what I want to see in the 2-on-1? I want to see someone get left behind. Because you know how like sometimes they like leave them on the island and leave without them? Or they
Oh my God, I love that.
They left someone on the Niagara Falls. Like,
oh my God.
Like, they'll just leave them somewhere in the middle of the day, and they'll leave and the person's just there stranded on this island by themselves.
They left someone in the desert. Like, yeah. I've seen that so many times.
Oh my God, those are so funny. I love that. But speaking of The Bachelor, you know, being very different this season, I do feel like they got some money this season. Because did you see the drone footage? The drone skylight?
They have drone footage, yes. But next week they're going to Malta. I went to Malta 4 months ago because my friend has a place there. And it is really cheap. And it's really pretty, but it's really cheap. And they would do anything for tourism. So I was like, they on a budget. Like, that was my opinion after seeing it.
The budget's probably going all to Michael Bolton, who got to be on the episode.
That was
crazy.
He had
a song. He had a song this episode.
Like, it was actually nuts when he came out, because that was the first time I've like actually known who the random singer was. Like, it's either a random singer and like fireworks, or like a dinner in the middle of the ocean. Like, it's like they're just like three different type of things. So I was freaking out. I was just like, wow.
I was like, how the hell did they get Michael Bolton? And then they got like a song for Michael Burton that was playing while the drone stuff was happening, which looked really pretty. That was really cool.
Yeah, they had Billie Eilish in the first episode too. Like, they're That's true.
Honestly, in my opinion, I feel like for a lot of these shows, the music makes it. Because if you watch Love is Blind, majority of like the emotions come from the songs that they play during the moments.
Yeah, but also they play these songs under like usually 20 seconds. So if it's under 20 seconds, you can get like it for free or for a really good deal. And that's exactly what Love Island does too. Like, they play all these huge hits, but it's for, if you count, it's always under 20 seconds. That's so smart. It depends on the duration too.
That's what I should have done with our old intro. We should have only done it for 20 seconds. That's why you wouldn't have gotten flagged on YouTube.
I got
damn you,
you
Jai Wolf. Oh man, that's funny. All right, so Jen's date, what did you think about her? It was a cute day. I like
it was
her.
Cute. I was like half paying attention. I think she'll be in like the top eight, and she's fun and she's pretty and she's nice and she has a personality. The only thing that stood out to me in the date was like two things. One, I think she has a really interesting backstory and it was nice for her to share that. And two, Joey in his interview, when he was talking about his date with Jess, he always has really unique compliments. He said something like, her lips fit perfectly with mine. I was just like, is he running out of compliments? He was like,
what
you
does
know,
that mean? Like you got a skinny top lip and a fat bottom lip, and she got
he
the
was
fat
like,
top lip and skinny bottom lip.
I wasn't thinking that deep into it, but that's great that you were. But he was just like, you know, I love kissing her and like our lips fit perfectly together. And I was like, wow, he's really used up all his compliments. But I think she does have a lot of character and she has a really interesting backstory. All of these contestants have really interesting backstories and like lives and super heavy stuff. And especially like last episode, there was a lot of heavy stuff that was like unloaded. And even like throughout this episode as well, even though it did center in more on Maria and Sydney's stupid shit that doesn't make sense. But I think, I think a lot more went into casting this time. I think there's more depth and unique qualities out of these women than there would usually be.
Do you think that might have to do with the fact that like a lot of these women actually find Joey attractive? So because of that, they got better quality women.
That, and also a lot of them have real jobs, like, which is like true. Cool. Like, usually it's like lifestyle advocate.
Lifestyle advocate. I advocate everyone have a lifestyle.
Yeah, or it's like, you know, media spokesperson or like just like something random.
For the men, it's just fitness trainer, marketing, fitness trainer, marketing.
We still never knew what grocery store Joe did. Like, his thing just said grocery store. You know, these women have like more things about them. Like, they're not just here just to like get clout, so to speak, as the young kids say. They're here to like find love. They like
what do you
Joey,
mean the young
they
kids
have
say?
Lives.
You're the young kid that says these things, okay?
Don't expose me. I'm a well-rounded, mature, independent woman.
I think you exposed yourself when you didn't know what Wayne's World was.
I said I knew it was from SNL.
Okay, fair. That's actually good because a lot of people don't know that it's from SNL. A lot of people think it's just a movie. So kudos to you.
Yeah.
1 point for Gryffindor. All right. So next we got more of the bullying stuff. So they kind of talk about, I think Medina admits that, hey, this might have been about what I brought up. But she's like, I didn't name anybody, but I felt like I was bullied. And she was like, you think I bullied you? No, I never said you bullied me. I said I felt bullied. And I'm like, I don't know about that.
Just but take then, the cop out, you know? Just take the cop out.
Right. And then Sydney gets really into it. Little Miss. That moment where she goes, I was like, oh my gosh, she's crazy.
And Maria was like, I'm not talking to you. And she was like, she kept interrupting. And Maria was like, literally, I'm not talking to you. This is like, has nothing to do with you. And she kept getting in the middle. It was wild.
And she called her a catty person. And I don't remember Maria saying anything like any using any curse words. But like when Joey calls her out, he goes like, there were curse words said. And I was like, if there were curse words said, they would have left that in there. That's good TV.
Yeah, they would have. And it was just, yeah, it was a huge, this whole argument was just like a huge waste of time, I think, on like Joey's part and everyone else's part. And yeah, especially one of the other contestants said, like, while they were talking about the whole argument, they were like, Maria isn't a bully. She's just really honest and opinionated and straightforward. And some people can't take that. And I thought that was like great that they included that, because that's what I see as someone watching too. Like, I see the same thing.
It's so weird that like Medina is the person who this whole thing is about, and she's like unbothered.
She couldn't give a F, bro. Like, she's genuinely fine.
She's like, I'm over this. Like,
even later, Maria tried talking to her. She's like, can we be good? And Medina kept being like, I just want all of us to be good. And Maria was like, okay, but you and me are good, right? And she's like, yeah, but you know, Sydney. And she was like, you and me are good? Great. Like you know, like, that's like, that was it.
Oh, man, that is crazy. All right. Then they had the second group date, Rose, where they went and played tennis, which I actually found this funny. Like, it was so funny.
I love the costumes and I love the puns. I'm a huge fan of puns.
The puns were great. They were dad joke central, and I thought they were so good. The baby talking about, like, we just drank our formula. I was like, this is so funny.
And then when they lost, they were like, what?
That was really, really funny.
It was really interesting costumes, like, okay, hot dog and bun, and then like lobster and butter, and then like two babies. Like, yeah, it was very like, I was like, okay, this is what was on sale at Party City. Like,
it really was.
Like, Halloween is over. This is what was left in stock. Like, I was just very confused.
You know what it was? That's probably the only one they can get approved, because they would have to pay like the whatchamacallit company for like intellectual property or something if they got costumes that were like related to anything like Spider-Man.
Yeah, like, yeah. I get that. That makes sense. But yeah, it was still fun and it was interesting. And I love how Kelsey's hat moved. Like the butter. I was actually cracking up. I thought it was so funny.
I thought that was funny too.
But yeah, it was such a cute date, and I thought it was really nice. I'm not into sports, but were the two tennis people like very notable people?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm not a big tennis person.
Someone's gonna come crazy at us, and I'm really excited for that.
But those girls definitely didn't know who they were.
Oh my god. And you can tell they had to like re-record it, because then they're like, oh my god, this person is here. Yeah. Like, that's how you know they didn't know.
They didn't know. They had no idea. Joey probably knows, but that's about it. No, but that was really, really funny. I did like the fact that all the black girls won. Black girl excellence, black girl magic.
Why do I feel like they always group them in the same teams? Is that just me? I feel like they always put them on the same teams for like group dates. It's very intentionally like split on race. Like, there's one in one or there's two on one team. Like,
no, you're right. And not only that, like, even the blondes both got put on the same team. They're both in the babies.
I don't know. Maybe I'm looking for faults, but you know, Bachelor is known for being notably racist. So I'm just trying to see things, you know?
I know. I think the brunettes were on the same team, and then the blondes were on the same team, and the two black girls were on the same team. And I don't know what the third team was, but I did notice that. I was like, oh, that's interesting. But they won. They didn't get a prize, though. They didn't get extra time. They didn't get anything. What is this
holistic experience?
I know. That was lame. They didn't get a title. Well, they did get a trophy, so shout out to that. At least they got a little trophy.
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny. But yeah, I like the hot dog and the bun, the beehive, the lobster, and the crybabies, which I thought was really, really good. And then this one girl later on talks about how her entire family is cursed and no one's married.
Oh my god, that was really funny. She was like, none of the women in my family are married. I'm cursed. Maybe I'll break this curse. Like, you know, like, he said that or something, like, oh, maybe you can break this curse. And I was just like, wow, this is like the most intimidating thing to say. Like, honestly, the principle itself is fine, but the way she said it,
Yeah.
It's so intimidating. Like, you could be like, oh, like, all the women in my family are single because this is this. She's like, no, we're all cursed and we're all single. And they're relying on me to break the curse. That's literally what she said. Like, oh, I'm the last, like, shred of hope.
That is so funny. It all depends on me. I am the last hope. This is like Encanto, where she has to figure out how to break the curse for the house. Oh my god, that was really, really crazy. I was like, the Nuzzer is strong with this girl.
Wild, bro.
And she got eliminated this episode, didn't she?
Was it Star? What was her name? It was Katie. She stayed.
Yeah. Oh, she stayed. Okay.
Katie got the group date rose.
Did she? The cursed girl got the group date rose?
Cursed girl got the group date rose. I'm pretty sure, because I remember being like, oh, damn. Like, I didn't expect it.
Damn. Okay. Maybe the curse will be broken. Who knows? But probably on Bachelor in Paradise, not here.
She's going to leave next week. Yeah.
Yeah. She'll be gone. No, she'll definitely be gone. What about the girl her earrings got caught on his sweater? That was Rachel. That is a kuch kuch hota hai moment.
I was about to say, it felt so Bollywood, and they made it like look so awkward. She's like, oh my god, that's so embarrassing. And I was like, no, girl, cherish this.
Go with it.
You will think about this later. This is the moment you fell in love. When your ear almost ripped off.
That scene is iconic. The Bollywood scene where Shah Rukh Khan's scarf gets caught on Gazal's scarf, I think, is so iconic.
And then there's one strand of his hair, and he's looking at. I will forever remember that.
That's great. She should have leaned into it. They could have made that more romantic instead of having the producer come out and save her.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was pretty funny. And then we have a pool party brought to you by KFC.
That brand placement was like so gross. Like, no girls in this good of shape is like excited to, like, you know, have some KFC. Like, what? Why is this so strong? And why are there so many inserted interviews of women saying how happy they are about KFC and fried chicken? I was just like, guys, come on.
First of all, KFC is not even that good. Like, first of all, I thought KFC was amazing because I've never had it before and it wasn't halal. And then I went to Pakistan and I had it and I was just like, this is amazing. And then one time I went to America and I had KFC and I was like, wait, this is actually trash. It's actually not that good.
I think it's really good in Pakistan sometimes.
Yeah. The thing is, like, Pakistan treats like American restaurants as like fine dining. Like, you go to a Carl's.
Same thing
Jr.
with the Middle East. Fancy. Yeah.
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 So it's very different. They take care of their food and stuff like that and the meat. But like, it's like grade F meat that they use at KFC. Like, I've had it here in America once and I was like, this is terrible.
Yeah, I'm not a fast food person. But yeah, like, also like a pool party with fried chicken.
You'd like be so bloated.
That just doesn't have a nice ring to it. Like, maybe if they did like, oh, like a barbecue, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, or we're gonna like watch football or this or something. Like, I was just like, a pool party with fried chicken? Like, what? just so confused.
That was bizarre. And like, it just went on too long. It was just way too long. It got really awkward real fast.
I'm just happy that each episode is ending with a rose ceremony and not a cliffhanger, because I would lose my mind. And like this consistency is what I needed my entire life.
Yeah. Honestly, KFC is probably what's paying Michael Bolton at the moment. That's probably what's happening. I wouldn't be surprised if Michael Bolton comes out as a colonel.
It honestly probably had to be a really fat check.
I've never seen them do that before. Like, that had to be a fat check.
Like, maybe with like seltzer or something, but not like fast food. I haven't seen.
Yeah, like I've seen it with like clothing, like Revlon or something like that, where they've done the Pretty Woman episode and they sponsor those, like, for sure.
But never would I imagine like KFC sponsoring The Bachelor. Like, what is this?
KFC.
Like, that doesn't even sound right.
No. And they were like feeding each other like macaroni and wiping it off their face, and I'm just like, oh god.
This is not cute. Like, they're definitely like spitting that out behind cameras.
They must be. Because there's no
way they barely show them eat in general. Like, you know, like, that's something they don't show on camera.
Well, I had to learn the hard way why. Because when I filmed my show, I ended up accidentally eating all my food and they had to bring out more food. And they told us, you're not supposed to eat the food.
Just for show, it's not real, you know.
And then I was like, that probably sounds really gross on the mic. Me just...
Like, yeah, it's probably for like the PA at the end of the day, like before they throw it out. The PA is like, I'll throw it out, and then they just eat it like behind, like
behind the dumpster.
Yeah, they're just eating it. Like,
I know. I feel sorry for the sound guy. He had to watch me chomp.
You took a crew member's food.
Oh man, my bad. Well, no, they brought seconds, and I didn't have that one, so technically they still got their food. Listen, man, I need to get compensated for being on this show.
That is true. It's your time, right? And it requires food.
All right. Well, at this pool party, the bullying drama is back, and Sydney is running her mouth like crazy. What are your thoughts about that? Because she ends up telling Joey about what's happening out of nowhere, unprovoked, and then the whole drama starts, and then... It's just so funny to me to see these women in bikinis having these conversations, but man, it's just so silly. Like, Maria was like, at least let me put on a skirt. I was like, yes, please, let's have some decency.
Let's get serious, you know?
The skirt's like 3 inches. Like,
honestly, like when Sydney talks, I hear like the first three words and then it's like Charlie Brown. I'm like, wah, 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 wah. Like, that's literally what I hear. And then Maria talked to Joey. And it was very just like real. Like, you could tell she was like no BS. And like, I liked that Joey, two things I liked from that conversation. One, that Joey was like, I feel like you're being more authentic to me than Sydney was, which is great for him to vocalize. And the second thing is that Maria walked away from that conversation. But before she did, she's like, I'm going to tell you one thing. It's your choice. But if you like Sydney, there's no way you can like me. Like, like when she said that, I was like, ooh, let's go, sis. Because they really are different people. Like, if he could like a girl like Sydney, he cannot like a girl like Maria. And I love that she said that. And I love that he nodded. Like, he was listening. You know, but the bare minimum, he was listening.
Listen, I totally agree with the fact that, like, he can't like a girl like Sydney. But I don't know. I've been interested in people who are very different before. Like, I don't have a type. Like, I go for people who are very different, and sometimes I just like I could see myself going for two opposite girls. I actually could.
I mean, if you could entertain nonsense, how can you entertain someone that is like so no bullshit? Like, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, I think that's kind of where she was coming from.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Because I probably can't tolerate somebody like Sydney at all, but like, it's like it being into an introvert and being into an extrovert. Like, I could be into both types of people. So that's why I'm like, opposites don't, but in this situation, I feel like it applies. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but I thought it was really, really funny. And then she goes back and then she just like talks her ear off about that. And then when Maria starts to like say, hey, you didn't really give him any answers because he seems very confused. You haven't given me any answers. She's like, oh, here comes the manipulation.
When she said that, like, and Maria was even like, and the fact is, like, Sydney is saying this in front of women, like all the women, as if they're gonna back her up, but she just looks even more nuts. Like she refuses to take responsibility for anything. She meddles and stuff, and then she like makes these crazy accusations, and it's just like embarrassing.
She's
so
an exhausting person, but like, I do want to say everything we say about these people are based on what we've seen in the show. They could be lovely people in real life. We don't know, but probably not. I don't know.
Yeah. We had the disclaimer in the intro. It's fine.
I know. Oh my God. But yeah, that was kind of, also nobody went into the pool. Like, everyone just like stayed by the chairs and ate.
I didn't notice that. I think, were you watching and waiting to see someone go in a pool?
I mean, I wasn't like, oh, let's see who gets wet. Like, I was just looking at it like that. But like, I was like, nobody went in the pool. I think somebody actually said that.
Moving on.
I wasn't being a creep. I think somebody literally said no one went in the pool. Stop laughing at me. Oh, man. So a lot of the girls did not get time because of this, and they were worried they were going to get eliminated, which it's fair. Now, a lot of these girls don't like Sydney because they lost time, and she's kind of just like, I'm sorry, I feel bad, but, like, you know, I have to do what I have to do. And then I think Jess was like, okay, but we need to squash it. And then she interrupts her and then says, yeah, that's what I've been trying to do. And I'm just like, oh, my God, this person is trying to talk circles around people. No one is buying it.
It's just honestly not it. That's my only feedback.
I know. Honestly, like, I hope this show is a reflection on, like I hope she, like, watches it and, like, reflects on it a little bit, because,
like, as bad as her edit may be, like, okay, like, you can make some excuse, like, maybe you got a bad edit. Like, you still acted the way you did, and your talent at the pageant show still sucked, okay?
Yeah.
So, like, you can't change that.
Yeah, you cannot. You cannot. That's wild. But sadly, our girl Evelyn got eliminated, who I loved, who did a freaking flip through the table.
That was like one of my favorite things I've ever seen on this show.
Me too.
Because it was also like his reaction to her doing that. Like it was just so like another Emmy worthy moment on this show, you know.
Did you see the meme where someone was like, this is a Renaissance painting?
It was a really good shot. Like wedding dresses, like, wow.
I want to take that image and put it through like an AI generator and turn it into like an actual Renaissance painting. I think that would go viral.
And I love how much free time you have. So yeah, you should definitely do that.
Listen, Mrs. I'm unemployed at the moment and looking for a job.
Okay, Neves and I are now friends outside of this, and I don't think you should be outing my personal life, even though that's absolutely true. Let me know if anyone's hiring.
Yeah. Listen, if you're watching this show and you know somebody that can hook her up with a job, hook her up. If they can promote KFC, you can promote yourself.
It's officially gotten to that point. Yeah. The market is not great, guys. So let's talk about this rose ceremony.
What are your thoughts about the rose ceremony?
I predicted everyone except for Autumn. I thought Autumn was going to get eliminated because I didn't even remember who she was, but she got to stay, and I don't really care about the people who left.
Yeah. There were people who I saw, and I was like, who the hell is this person?
There's one girl named Star, and I was like, oh, my God. Wow, that's interesting. But I knew Sydney would get the last rose. Like, they always do that. Like, I knew, like, Maria would get it a little bit towards the end, and then they save the last one for Sydney, and then they put it on a 2-on-1. Because that's what great producing is. And I'm also a producer.
That is true.
Freelance.
That is true.
So I understand.
Look, brought to you by KFC. This episode has been brought to you by KFC, guys. Imagine a KFC commercial actually does come on our podcast when this happens. Because when you when we go on Spotify, we don't pick what commercials come up.
They it's 100% going to be KFC.
It's going to be KFC.
So hyped.
It's
I'm so hyped.
All right. What do you think about the trailer for next week? I thought that looked pretty good.
I love a good 2-on-1. I'm also excited for them to go to Malta because Malta is very small. So I definitely went everywhere that they went. And I also wish I was in Malta when they were in Malta because I would have been the only person to recognize them and be like, oh my God. But no, I'm excited. Because like I have a personal connection to that place. And yeah, I think it'll be cool. 2-on-1 is great. I hope one of them gets on a boat and the boat drowns.
I don't. You mean sink. Boats don't drown.
I'm a writer too. I know it doesn't seem like that, but I am. And I'm also a freelance writer, guys.
Freelance writer, producer. Philanthropist, playboy, everything.
Yeah, and I'm not drowning in any offers right now. So.
Wow, wow. Love it. Our girl Medina gets into some spicy situations too. They show this one clip of her, just her face, and she has like the sexiest resting bitch face like I've ever seen.
Slide in those DMs. What are you
I've
doing?
Never seen anybody with a resting bitch face that I actually find attractive. And I'm just like, wow.
She's just like a baddie.
She is. She really is.
But I do want to see more of her because I feel like Joey has just kept her because for empathy. But I think they definitely need to talk more and see if there's anything there. I think she would have great potential on Paradise.
Oh, I would love that. There hasn't been too many brown people on Paradise. Kirpa did not make it, and Pradeep did not make it, unfortunately. And
there was one other one, Mara or something.
Yeah.
Well,
also, some people have said that Aaron is half Guyanese. So
Oh, Serena Pitt is half South Asian, by the way.
Oh, yeah, she is too. That's true.
Everyone found that out when she posted her wedding photos and she was wearing a lehenga, and everyone was like, what? No one knew.
I knew about it when she went on her one-on-one date with Matt James and they taught her yoga. And I was annoyed that this white woman is teaching an Indian girl yoga.
Wait, that's really funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I also slept through Matt James's entire season. So yeah.
Matt James' season was unfortunate because he's actually really funny. I've seen him on TikToks and stuff, and he actually has a pretty good personality. But
they didn't give him one during that season. So
no, definitely not. Definitely not. But yeah, I think that is all we have for this episode. I did like this episode. I think it was really funny. I'm excited for this season. I want to see more drama, but I don't know. Do you think Joey finds love? Because it looks like he doesn't, but they always pull something.
He will. They always go back to another contestant or something. He'll find it. He's a catch. He's a catch. Yeah.
True. Very true. All right. Well, this is the part where you say, hey, what do you want to promote? But you seem to have already done that throughout the entire episode.
Okay, stop making me seem like that. I'm a struggling artist. You can follow me on Instagram at Anissa Talks. I'm coming out with a short film soon and posters, etc. That's at Criteria Kyahe. And our very own Watch with Neves is making a feature in this short film that I'm very excited about.
Little cameo?
Yeah, a little cameo.
Definitely check it out, guys. Also, I gotta give you a shout out. You are so talented. I was all right, this little girl here from Jersey, she's making a movie, she thinks she's hot shit, whatever. I go in and I'm watching you handle your shit like a boss. And I was oh shit, she knows what she's doing. She's got an eye for stuff. She knows everything. She knows what kind of shot she wants. She knows what she's looking for. And I was go little rock star.
Thank you. Big rock star. That's so nice. I really appreciate that.
I really mean it. I'm not just saying that to just say it on the show. That was really, really cool. And I think you're super talented. I think you have only one direction to go, and that is up. And a few years from now, I'm gonna be like, yo, I had her on my podcast back in the day.
Inshallah.
Well, thank you everybody for joining us. Don't forget to share, comment, subscribe. Find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Instagram, not TikTok anymore, unfortunately. Well, actually, no, that's not true. Salam Nerds is still on TikTok. I am no longer on TikTok. But until next time, guys, Salam Nerds.